Back now with Day to Day. Here's a Cinderella story for you. Jazz guitarist Lionel Luweke grew up in Benin. It's a small, poor country in West Africa. And he says he comes from a family of poor intellectuals. Now he's a successful musician and he lives in New York City. He recently brought his guitar to NPR studios there to talk with music journalist Christian Bordahl about his new CD, Caribou.
Yeah, I grew up listening to traditional music from Benin.
That's jazz guitarist Lionel Luweke.
My old brother was playing guitar, so I started, playing guitar when I was 17. Playing pretty much African music, what we call African pop.
But when a friend of his brother's brought a George Benson album with him from Paris, Luweke's musical interests and life started moving in a new direction.
I didn't know what he was doing. I didn't even know it was improvisation. But all I knew was something I would love to do.
At age 16, Luweke went to study classical music history in Ivory Coast. He had so little money, he says he got kicked out of his room for not paying the rent. Desperate for some kind of paying work, he went to a club, grabbed the band's guitar while they were on break, and started to play. Before the band could grab it back, the manager offered him a gig, which he held for 2 years. From Ivory Coast, Luweke went to study jazz in Paris. Then he got a scholarship to the Berklee School of Music in Boston. And after completing 2 years in Boston, he auditioned for a spot at the Monk Institute in L.A.
I flipped. I never heard any guitar player play anything close to what I was hearing from them.
The judges at the audition were none other than jazz greats Wayne Shorter, Terrence Blanchard, and Herbie Hancock, who here is speaking on a video about Luweke.
The scope of the choices he made for expressing himself was as though there was no territory that was forbidden. He was fearless.
Luweke has a unique sound that fuses the traditional African music he grew up with to the intellectualism of modern jazz harmonies and complex time signatures. A good example is one of his own compositions that he played solo at NPR Studios. It's called Majiga, which Luweke says translates roughly to a guy seeking money. Before he started playing the tune, he asked for some paper, which he threaded through his guitar strings near the bridge to get a kind of traditional, buzzy West African sound. The song sounds very traditional, but if you were having trouble following the groove, that's because it's in the exotic jazz time signature of 11 beats to a bar. For those of you who don't know what that means, I asked Luweke to count it out.
So basically when I say four, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how I would play. The way I played before, I say 11, so it's the same thing, count from 1 to 11. 1, 2, 1.
If you want to make a ton of money and not work too hard, don't go into jazz. When he's not working or traveling, Leke practices a lot. Says that he and the rest of his trio, bassist Massimo Bilcati and Frank Namath, can also work together many hours a day. But all that work is paying off. Leke's great musical breadth and technical ability has started resulting in a very busy guesting schedule. Along with his own trio, he also plays in Herbie Hancock's band. And he's played with a who's who of big jazz names, not to mention the fantastic African pop star Angelique Kidjo, a fellow Beninese New Yorker.
You know, every time I do a gig with a different musician, of course, I always learn something. I just want to be a musician. I don't want to be a specific musician where that can play only one style of music.
On his new CD, Caribou, his first for jazz label Blue Note, Leke's compositions grow from his African roots, but quickly stretch and spread into complex guitar voicings, harmonies, and meters. The result, however, doesn't come off like a dry musical exercise. The songs feel like a fresh, organic amalgam of a well-traveled musical life, performed by someone who's put in the time to become a master of his instrument. For NPR News, I'm Christian Borda.
To hear the full songs that Lionel Leweke performed in studio, visit our music website, npr.org/music. The CD is called Caribou. Music journalist Christian Bordahl also has a CD out. It's called Seven Songs with his band, Emma Lazarus. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.